Gentlemen, be seated. Well, Arthur, you seem to be thinking very deeply. What is on your mind?
I was just thinking about the Rainbow Coon the boys was just singing about. The women is all right, John, but they are so extraordinarily fickle. They go back on you for the slightest provocation.
Explain yourself, Arthur.
Well, I called on Miss Miami Jefferson Tompkins last night, and she had the audaciousness to demand of me a new pair of gloves.
And what did you do?
Well, so as not to appear too willing, I smacked her in the mouth, jabbed her in the nose, kicked her on the ankle, knocked her downstairs and near broke her neck, and just for a little thing like that, she done said she'd break the engagement.
Mr. Collins will sing All Coons Look Alike to Me.
Yes, and after what happened, that's the way I feel about it, too.
Now talk about a coon had trouble. Well, I think I have enough of my own. Well, it's all about the Lucy Jane and trouble, and she has caused my heart to mourn. There's another coon, a barber from Virginia. In society, he's the leader of the day. And now my honey gal is trying to quit me. Yes, she's gone and drove this coon away.
Why, she's no excuse.
She's no excuse.
For to turn me loose.
To turn me loose.
And, oh, dear me, I've been abused.
I've been abused.
And oh, I don't know what's getting into me anyway lately. Why, well, I'm all confused.
I'm all confused.
Cause
she's when she didn't say, all coons look alike to me. I've got another boy, you see, and he just as good to me as you coons ever tried to be. He spends his money free. I know we can agree, so I don't like you know how. All coons look alike to me.
Why, Harry, where was you last night?
Why, I was at the lodge last night, and the president offered a steel cap to any brother what could stand up and truthfully say that during his whole married life, he had never kissed any woman but his own wife. And you know, not one brother stood up?
Why, and is it possible that you did not stand up neither, Harry?
No, I didn't.
Why, how is that?
Because I know that I'd look like a baboon in a silk hat.
Hey, Albert, I notice you have a very pretty watch charm. I suppose you carry some sort of a memento inside of it?
Oh, yeah. Inside of it, there's a lock of my wife's hair.
I know, Albert, but your wife is still living.
Yes, but her hair's all gone.
Now, boys, when you're going on a journey, all of us take plenty of shoes.
It's a grand old town that New York town. It's a farm where the